brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wednesday, the 21st day of November 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be here live for the next 3 hours. The founder and head of WorldNet Daily will be joining us, Joseph Farah, in the second hour today to give us his take on what he sees as the biggest threats to liberty, but also some of the positive things he sees unfolding. Always a very informative and enlightening talk, and he'll be joining us today for an hour, Joseph Farah. In the first and second hour, obviously, there is a cornucopia, a veritable plethora, a galaxy of important news that we will attempt to at least go over in some detail. And I also intend to open the phones up and take your calls. We will get into that coming up in the next segment. I will give you the number. Obviously, the Middle East situation is continuing to deteriorate. And whereas I've said that it's wrong that Israel's using high-tech weapons to devastate large swaths of the Gaza Strip, it is also out of control when the Palestinian Authority celebrates suicide bombings and rockets killing people. I mean, just from a PR perspective, it's like when Hillary says, "We came to Libya, we saw he died," or when people make jokes about killing. I mean, even if you're going to kill, it is very unsavory to brag about it, even when you personally have done the killing. Taking human life is a very solemn act, but it's all part of this globalist disconnect from reality with the corrupt elite that we have in control. Bus bomb rocks Tel Aviv amid push for Israel-Gaza truce. And that's just some of the news and information we have on that front today. You know, I talked to Watson a couple days ago and asked him to do an article, and he's going to do one soon. But anybody can pull this up. Israel actually founded Hamas in 1973. That's Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, UPI. You can pull those up and read that for yourself. Just type Israel founded Hamas into a search engine. You can get the mainstream news on that. Just like our government funded and created Al-Qaeda. And just like our criminal governments led Al-Qaeda into Libya, Syria, and other areas, part of what Wesley Clark broke down. See, there's a Wall Street Journal headline, "How Israel Helped to Spawn Hamas." That's kind of a spin. No, they founded it. They actually set it up as a counterbalance to Hezbollah as a divide and conquer, the Iranian manipulated group. But Iran wasn't in control of Hezbollah at that time. So I guess it was mainly, if I go back from memory, it was a counterbalance to the PLO. The Palestinian Liberation Organization. Again, there's just too much news happening, too much unfolding right now to not be here on air on the day before Thanksgiving. And if I sound a little bit slow, I only get sick every couple of years, and I had a little 24-hour bug, and I've still got it. But I am here. But I just want you to know why I sound a little bit different. It's actually kind of purgative, if that's a word, to get a 24-hour bug. Kind of cleans you out, if you know what I mean. Okay, we've got so much news. I am going to break down when we come back. Huge developments on the TSA front as free humanity strikes back against the dog training tyranny of the TSA, the economy, and more. It's all coming up.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your LifeStraw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple. With the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 21st day of November, 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we have Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily joining us in the second hour to talk about the agenda of Barack Obama. You know, I read the articles they wrote. It confirmed my own analysis. And I got to tell you, everything that Joseph Farah and others said that Obama was planning in his next 4 years is certainly, unfortunately, being proven true, in fact, and then some. Never underestimate the activities of a group of control freaks who've been given basically unlimited governmental power to dominate the population. Never underestimate what they'll do. Never underestimate hiring a bunch of minimum wage employees, giving them a 2-week training course, and telling them that they can read minds. And that everyone is a potential terrorist. Of course, they'll go from 9,000 employees 11 years ago to 70-plus thousand today. Of course, the TSA would end up being on our highways, in our schools, at our shopping malls, and changing the entire culture, certifying police and security guards, waving a magic government wand and telling them they can suddenly stick their hands down your pants. I've sat back and watched the body language of TSA flying, and you can see the low-level ones are just there for a job and look extremely depressed. But then there's those in the mid-level and upper-level management who are crazed with a petty will to power. They don't have the mind. They don't have the IQ. They don't have the heart, the history, the research, the blood to be a leader on their own among men and women by what they produce and what they stand for. But within the larger structure of a parasitic, authoritarian, eugenics-based social engineering system, they swim freely like amoebas in a fetid cesspit. Amoebas in a sewer-filled swamp. And this is their day. This is their season. And the season is just beginning. The season of wickedness, the season of darkness, the season of oppression, the season of injustice and humiliation and sickness and pain and poverty, everything bad replacing everything that was good. Because as due process and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and the defense of liberty, as that exits, the vacuum is filled with the most abhorrent. Because you're not just going to get some median level corruption. That, too, will be displaced. In fact, all of the out-of-control abuse we see right now and that we think can't get any worse and gets worse every day, the good is exiting the chamber, out the vent, out into space, by the global propaganda machine that acts like a fan blowing it out. Into that comes corruption, oppression, mercenaries, control freaks, and dupes. But as the chamber gets filled with that, it will still continue. The tyranny will still continue to be intensified, blowing that out until the most corrupt, the most wicked, the most cunning fills the space. And then they will turn off the propaganda machine. They will close the little trap door, and it will be a contained space that is known in literature and in all cultures as hell, living hell. If you've studied North Korea for the last 55, 60 years, it can only be described as a living hell, even for the 1% of the population that's the inner Communist Party. If you study the Soviet Union under Lenin, Mao, Khrushchev, and others, it can only be described as a living hell. If you study Nazi Germany, once it bloomed into 1939, 1940, it can only be described as a living hell. If you study Cuba, it can only be described as a living hell. If you study any of these places where the tyrants get into control, it is a living hell. And the tyrants themselves generally end up being paranoid, sequestered up in their little ivory towers themselves in a hell of their and their cohort's creation. Okay, what's coming up today? We've got quite a bit of new reports that have stacked up this week because we're not doing an original nightly news every night because it's a holiday week. We're using that to finish some of the new studios and put in some of the new equipment and do some training. But still, they produce news pieces, and these are excellent. An interview that David Knight did that I want to interview, that I want to play, an interview he did, had a Freudian slip. I want to interview this gentleman as well. I've interviewed him before. House Bill 80, Texas Freedom Travel Act, which would make it an offense to touch someone's private parts as a condition to enter a venue or travel, also prohibits separating a child from his or her parent, which the perv forces like to do. Because if you can train a mammal to give up its youth to an obviously predatory person you don't know, you've broken the will to survive. You've broken the most basic instinct to defend the youth. Because there's only people have that basic survival instinct individually. That's the most powerful instinct. And then I'm starting at the end of the equation. The most powerful instinct is to protect your young. That's number one. Number two is to protect yourself. And number three is procreation. when they say sex sells, the holy act. That's why we're so attracted to it. It's the creation of a new life form, a splicing, a 50-50 genetic clone of two people. It's kind of a big deal. But the system always seeks to lower it down and debase it and make it a petty act, because if you make it a petty act and not something that is the greatest thing in all of creation, you can then debase the entire flow of the life force and the chain of life itself. And I'm not judging anybody out there. In my day, I was quite promiscuous. The point is that I now understand these things. And as you become a man, you set aside the things of a child or as an adolescent. And I'm just trying to tell people things so you can miss out on some of the things that some of us have unfortunately not missed out on. And you may sit there and say, oh, yeah, I'm sure it's terrible. You're missing out on all that. I know a lot of rock stars, for whatever reason, big ones, and they'll tell you that it's destructive. And side issue. The problem is getting into things is everything is interconnected, and I have thousands of points I want to make, and my thought process runs about 100 times faster or more than my verbal capabilities do. But you know, look, it's called common sense, but it's not so common in an age of disinformation and poisoned minds, a festering culture. But the point is, we'll get to his interview with that state representative that has introduced that Simpson. So that is going to be coming up later in this hour. And then I've got a bunch of other reports here on carbon taxes. I've got one on secession and some others. So we're going to be airing some reports here. Some of them will be premiering here on the radio today. Now, that said, I do want to open the phones up. And we will do that on any issue you'd like to raise here on air. And I'll do that now. You know what? I'll do it after the break because I think it's best that I at least mention some of the news that we have here that I will attempt as best I can to get to today. Boy, I didn't think I'd ever see the DrudgeReport.com trifecta, but three Infowars.com articles up at DrudgeReport.com. And I know why the articles were on DrudgeReport.com. Sometimes I'll see an article right when it breaks, and I'll go, oh, out of 100,000 articles out today, I know that'll be on Drudge, because Drudge knows from a populist perspective what people are interested in, because it's what he's interested in. That's what governs what I cover. But I think it's interesting. You're going to hear it covered here. But three articles, children being expelled in San Antonio for not wearing RFID tracker chips around their necks. And two other articles that also got into the TSA activities. So we're going to be getting into those reports here today. And the Rutherford Institute has taken up the San Antonio family that we've been championing, the Hernandez family. And they're in court today. So after Thanksgiving, we'll undoubtedly maybe get an update on Friday when Mike Adams is going to be sitting in here. Get an update from them on that situation. But I do have some newscast on that that we're going to play some clips of here today as well. And we have a big stack of TSA tyranny here. They're, as usual, going over and above what I could even imagine they would do. And then here's another article that's up at DrudgeReport.com today. Cameras inside mannequins. Now spying on shoppers because they want to get the cameras down at ground level. It's all part of creeping you out, again, breaking your will. Also, on the economic front, a very important stack of news on what's happening with the engineered financial cliff. And then bus bomb rocks Tel Aviv amid push for Israel-Gaza truce. Again, how do you pick a side in this when both sides are killing each other? And why did the Palestinians start firing rockets a month ago? I mean, why did they invite this attack?
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Universe and for giving me the great gift of consciousness and life and steering me through all the trials and tribulations of my 38 years, about to be 39 years, upon this planet. And been successfully protecting me so far and my family so that I might grow and develop, because more and more I realize one of the greatest sins of the New World Order is trying to shutter people's development, trying to dumb them down so they never find the beginnings of their true human potential. And I'm very thankful for our forebears, our founding fathers, and the women who supported them and their families for the great vision they had and the great time bombs they prepared for corrupt tyrants of the future. The First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, the Ninth Amendment, the Second Amendment, that simply point out in unalienable, rights that were there from the foundations of our world. Because it's hard, once you have basic liberty established, to get people to give up that liberty. It recoils against being enslaved. That's why tyrants the last few thousand years, when they first take over a central government, they haven't taken over the general population yet. They always create a new police corps of thugs, control freaks, petty clerks, nobodies. William the Conqueror, who invented the modern, what is the modern property tax? I don't know. How many years ago was it? 1,100 years ago? Not 1,100, 800 years ago? I was flipping the numbers. It was like 1,100. Will you look up the date of William the Conqueror's takeover of England? The point is, he brought in the property tax. And then he set up his own new paramilitary enforcer. There were more than 50,000, because I have the history of the property tax right over here in my little hand. There were over 50,000 different private landowners in what is just England. Not Scotland, not Ireland, but just what is England. And by the time he died, there were only a couple hundred. Yeah, 1066, but by 1100, he took over in 1066, and by the time he died, a little after 1100, they had gone in purposefully and destroyed the economy, brought in a blight. You see, taxes are the power to destroy. They're designed to destroy middle-class infrastructure. They don't want you uppity. You see, state of Texas last year got a little uppity when the House of Representatives in the state I live in, state I hail from, unanimously voted to say, look, we have existing laws that police can't touch your genitals. We're going to enforce this, a felony on the inside of the pants, a misdemeanor on the outside. We're going to order the state police into the airports. The feds are power grabbing. These aren't even sworn officers on top of it. They shouldn't be called officers. There's a federal bill to try to make them stop calling themselves officers. Because an officer means you hold an office under the state or under the government. In the past, if you were a federal officer, you had to be commissioned by Congress. They weren't about to just let the president start appointing who he wanted, because the president might appoint a bunch of his men to do a William the Conqueror. See, we've been through this over and over again. We live 75 years on average, and if we forget history, we repeat the same thing. We do the same things over and over and over again. And now we've got tyrants who write books about how they do the same thing over and over again, and how they're scientifically trying to bring something in that can't ever be defeated. But then the feds threatened an armed blockade of the state if it passed the Senate, so they killed it. But here it is. TSA reportedly exposed press. Representative Ralph Hall's teen grandniece called it accidental. Update, TSA integral internal report released. Blames girl's loose-fitting dress. It's her fault. Maybe that's why I have three articles here of TSA people being arrested or convicted this week for child porn. When you see a good-looking woman going through the line or a little girl, it's like wolves seeing a bloodied lamb.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol.
Oh, but if the state police in Texas try to stop the Texas Youth Commission running public raparariums for the children the state had grabbed, oh, then they weren't able to stop that. They were ordered to stand down. Or when big mega banks steal trillions of dollars in my state, they don't do anything. No, what they do is they go out and raise revenue for the state, which is then promptly sent overseas to mega banks to then come back and buy the politicians out. Okay, let me hit a few more news stories, but then I'm going to take your calls. And again, we have a bunch of special reports we're going to be airing today. We are live. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, on any issue you'd like to discuss, wide open telephones. But, you know, sometimes I get up here on air and I'm sarcastic. I say, isn't it great the tyrannical government's taking it over? Be sure and take lots of vaccines. Be sure and drink lots of sodium fluoride. Let's have the tyranny come in and let the government, you know, rape our wives. Yes, it's great. Let's eat GMO and get big, fat, juicy tumors. And then I see emails that come into the office and people are tuning in going, well, that's terrible. Why is he saying that? It's called being flippant.
It's called being catty. It's called sarcasm. 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 Darren McBreen and Rob Dew finished the Satan Speaks little video I did in the tradition of Goethe that he wrote in the, I don't know, 1830s or so, Faust, which I need to reread, and in the spirit of the Screwtape letters that were written by C.S. Lewis, which I'd never read. When I was a child, my dad would drive me to school, and a few mornings a week, he would play books on cassette tape. And so I listened to the Screwtape letters, but didn't even know that C.S. Lewis had written them, or that they're going to make a movie out of it. But it's the devil, or it's a high-level demon talking to one of his mid-level demons. And, man, I was just rereading that last night. Well, I'd listened to it, but I was rereading it for the first time, physically reading it. It's just amazing the knowledge that C.S. Lewis had about how real evil works. Whether you believe in a physical manifestation of the devil or not, I just did a one-take deal where the devil is talking to his son. And it's so frightening sounding that I realized that the public is so dumbed down now, I can't even put it out like this. People won't even understand it. They'll think I'm literally worshiping Satan and that I want the... No, no, no. The real devil wants to act like it loves you and it's a nanny state and there's nothing really concrete in the world and why don't you go along to get along and everything's nice. Or for those that do have a side of flair to them, that the devil is adventure and the devil is power and the devil is you know, a gorgeous woman. No, God gave us gorgeous women. God gave us handsome men and daring men and loving mothers. That's creation. That's life. A beautiful woman. So incredibly gorgeous. Their eyes, their eyelashes, their hair, the curve of their shoulders, their breasts, their waist, their hips, their legs, their feet, all of it. That is life. That is a creation. That is not the devil. That does not come from the devil. That does not come from hell. Rotting stench is what comes from death, and I don't want any part of it. And I'm going to say this. The globalists love to get people into wars, because out of wars, they can corrupt societies and they can consolidate the power and the wealth, because people will get in line during wars. As many a tyrant has said, war is the health of the state. But it's more than that for these social engineers. That's why they have wars on illiteracy. Illiteracy gets worse. Wars on drugs. More drugs flow in because they run the drugs. It's a full spectrum dominance. They bring it in. People sell their bodies. People rob their houses, rob your house to buy the drugs at 100 times what they should cost. Then that's laundered through the big banks. Then if they catch low levels using it, they put you in the prison to go to college to learn to run more criminal operations run by the banks as well. Then the general public gets scared of the giant armies of criminals and calls for a larger army to handle it, which is then more police and more bureaucrats and more judges who then prosecute wars against the general public and who put you in jail for 6 years for washing your car in your own lawn or leaving dog poop on the hike and bike trail. See, it's all actuaried, angled out. And it's not just my opinion. The globalists write countless books and white papers bragging. And so many times I read their white papers, and I come in here on air and source them and show them to you. But I know that 99% of you, probably more, don't even go read them. If you just read it, you'd know how serious this is. Because the globalists have realized how humans work. They study us like an ornithologist would study birds. Or a zoologist would study, you know, just the keeping of animals in general.
and they talk about us like they're animals, and the elite consider themselves to be a different species. No, you're not a different species in the way you say that you're missing your heart and your love and your compassion and the higher wisdom that what you do unto others will come back on you. There is no escaping it. There is no escaping it. There is no escaping. You reap what you sow. Karma, what comes around goes around. Everyone inherently knows this. And God fear, not I'm God fearing, what I call God fear, isn't that you're afraid of God. It's that you're afraid of violating the true, wholesome, good order, the chain of life. You inherently know that it's bad to hurt a child, but you don't not hurt a child because it's some sin you're holding back from. You abhor it if someone points out that even that type of idea exists. That's God-fearing. And so much of the modern giggling evil is a let the devil take it all. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what's happening. I don't care what it does to other people. I don't even care if I'm destroyed myself. I'm going to go out and I'm going to have a good time. And then those people invariably die when they're 25, 30 years old. They invariably are completely unhappy and they leave a train of destruction behind them. The higher level globalists, though, they are conscious of all this, but they are so desirous to destroy the mass of humanity that they actually try to take care of themselves as best they can so that they can achieve the goal of hurting more people. Because that, for them, is the ultimate act of creation and power. It is a monument to their beauty as they see it. And they are very threatened by the pure. They are very threatened by the good. They are threatened by beauty. They are threatened by innocence. It is like a bright light to cockroaches. And they are playing God. I mean, it is the ultimate fallacy and off the chart hilarity, if it wasn't so serious, the most butt-backwards thing I could imagine, that the people running the dominant environmental religion movement are the ones accelerating the nanotech takeover, the cross-species genetic manipulation, and literally hundreds of other abominations. Because they are driving it from an abomination perspective. You see, you could say, let's have a collectivist, utopian, altruistic, directed, social engineered system to lift up humanity. But I use this analogy 100 times. I'll use it the 101st. It'd be like Gandalf in Lord of the Rings trying to use the ring for good. But it would turn to bad. But we're not at the point of a big, giant government that could go bad. It has been scientifically evil for at least 85 years in the central hubs of the scientific tyranny and has now metastasized out and is a full-grown man. It is now in its prime, lifting the axe above the republic. I mean, it is red level. We're under attack. It's on. And the beginning is now here. Everything we've seen previous was like a kitten playing with a mouse. It's not a kitten anymore. It's a saber-toothed cat coming down on us. And I'll go to your phone calls, and I have all these reports coming up in Joseph Farah. It's just that we better be thankful for what's good, because evil is not being able to recognize wholesomeness from spoilage.
and the system seeks to disease our minds so that we might be destroyed. Because if your mind is not diseased physically and spiritually and mentally, its programming is to resist this and to do everything in its power to stop it. Now, I do have all the news here, and I'll bring some of this up with Joseph Farah. But I got into this latest talk, this latest line of discussion, this latest slow motion tirade, talking about war, because you look at what the Israelis are doing and how they've been dehumanized and how their government controls the media and how they're a big welfare state and a collectivist state and a police state surrounded by big barbed wire walls. And then the Palestinians pushed out in their own areas. They've become their own police state. And why did the Palestinians on October 24th fire 80 rockets into Israel? Or when they're after the ceasefire, Palestinians launch mortar shell. The 28th, Palestinians fire two rockets, two Grad missiles striking four schools. October 29th, Palestinians fire 20 rockets and mortar shells in Israel. October 30th, Palestinians for the first time use 45 km rockets to fire into Israel. Palestinians fire two Qassem rockets. November 4th, Palestinians fire a Qassem rocket into Israel. November 6th, following the shooting of a Gazan civilian approaching the border with Israel, Palestinians fire a rocket. November 9th, Palestinians fire two Qassem rockets. November 10th, Palestinian militants fire anti-tank missile at an IDF jeep patrolling the border. Palestinians then fire 25 rockets. IDF airstrikes destroyed several Palestinian targets. November 11th, Gazan groups fire 100 rockets and mortar shells at Israel cities and towns. November 12th, Gazan gunmen fired 9 rockets at southern Israel. November 14th, Israel targets Hamas leader. Gaza gunmen fired 9 rockets. And it goes on. You see, here's the problem with all the reporting I'm seeing on what's happening in Israel. Either it's one-sided to Israel or it's one-sided to the Palestinians. And both sides are vitriolic. But I notice, because I don't control what my writers, you know, do, I mean, the people I hire that I know have good heads on their shoulders and I respect, that our reporting is probably 90% pro-Palestinian. And I called a few of my writers yesterday and I said, look, we can be against the bombing of these civilians and killing them, but some of these articles we're posting don't even talk about the fact that the Palestinians are breaking the ceasefire. And my issue is we need to go full spectrum on this and explained that Israel created Hamas in 1973 and that our government created Al-Qaeda and that our government's put the Muslim Brotherhood in everywhere now to then support this new escalation. Who stands to gain from getting both sides to kill each other? Because that's what will really end this, is the full spectrum realization that the military-industrial complex wants to keep these wars going. And that it's wrong when we had Ray McGovern on. It's, you know, wrong when he talked about, he's right to bring it up, you know, that in a Pentagon meeting, they're saying, let's mow the grass, dehumanizing the Palestinians like that. He's right. That's wrong. But it's also wrong when I go to these Palestinian sites and I see them and they say Jews aren't human and Jews are the devil. And I mean, you know, I was on a site this morning just by accident that showed me as a goblin Jew. And then had all these Jews with big giant noses like Hitler cartoons. And the weird thing is I'm not Jewish. But if I was, I'd be proud of it. But the point is, the reason I get into this is that it's so mentally ill. And if the Palestinians wanted spokespeople, it probably shouldn't be the lowest of the low Nazis living in their mother's basements. Because that's what I'm saying. I don't like what Israel does, and I criticize Israel. And Israel has race laws, where you can be arrested if you marry someone who's Jewish, if you're a worker there. I mean, that's some serious stuff that should be talked about. And instead, it's almost got to be on purpose. I mean, I know Hal Turner was a government agent, and I said that I could prove that, but you can't prove it with all of them. But most of them are either government agents or they're snowballs. You know, they're repeating what they heard. They're mockingbirds. You know, snowball gets bigger because the anti-Israel propaganda is so nasty and so ham-fisted that it makes Israel look good, and it makes you, even if you've been a critic of some of the things Israel does, go, well, I'm sure not going to be with these people. I'm sure not going to. But again, that's what war does. And my point is that there's a lot of hypocrisy here. Israel's full of hypocrisy. Palestinian governments are full of hypocrisy. And why doesn't Egypt let in the Palestinians? Most of them want to leave. I mean, why not? Why doesn't Jordan do that? Why didn't Syria? Why doesn't Lebanon? Well, the truth is, all those governments need that fight to continue so they can keep people at each other's throats and point at each other as the bad guys for their military-industrial complexes.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricane, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis sprains. Strains or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. We've got loaded phone lines here. I'll take calls in this segment, the next, and Joseph Ferris joining us, but we'll continue with calls, and then coming up, We're going to get into the economic news, which I've got to get to today. It's so important what's happening. Also, the Italian Supreme Court president calls for a new 9/11 investigation, an international criminal court, into the fact that that's an inside job. Former Italian president's gone public saying that they were briefed that it was an inside job. Of course it was, by the criminal elements that run our government today. Mike in California, listening on KOMY 1340 AM. You are on the air, sir.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. Hey, Alex, that last segment really spot on with the analysis over in the Middle East. I would encourage your writers to maybe even listen to that segment for future food for thought for some of the emphasis in their articles. I wanted to comment on yesterday's program. I didn't get to listen to it in its entirety, but about this next from now to in the next 3 years, that being a real key point for if there's any possibility of the American spirit to have a chance to take back some or preserve some freedom and liberty, that it's we better get it up right now and do what we need to do.
Well, that's my point. I mean, I'm not calling for people to follow my plan to restore the republic. I'm saying it is up to the states, Declaration of Independence. It's not even what you call secession. The states created the federal government. We've got to move through the states to block the TSA. If the states have to control the borders, then they have to do it. It's their right to defense if the hijacked feds won't do it. And we have to get aggressive about this. And it's a process. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen overnight. But let me tell you, my call, some would call it a clarion call, war cry, as one writer called it, is to get people to realize we're being conquered by collectivism right now. Collectivism bankrupts you with regulations on purpose, exempts the insiders so they can dominate and be the only ones that exist in the artificial economic ecosystem. And then they come in with collectivism, siphoning off the tiny middle class that's left until it's gone. Then once they have a giant mass of poor people, they tell them, go live in cardboard boxes. And then there'll be paramilitary police to mow them down if they get in the way of that. And then whatever's left of the middle class will be protected along with the elite by the paramilitary troops and will beg for the paramilitary troops to mow down the cardboard box people because the middle class would have had their firearms taken. You disarm them, you take their jobs, you bankrupt them. It's called enslavement. Go ahead.
That leads me to my next comment. Now, there's a lot of talk about secession. I know that you guys carry the documentary in your store, Nullification, A Rightful Remedy. I'm actually going to watch an airing of that locally tonight where some people are coming together to watch Nullification, A Rightful Remedy.
Now, it was made right here in Austin. It's extremely professional, and it's something that everybody should see.
Yeah, I believe it's important. Now, you mentioned about Ron Paul and putting up there. I agree with him being instrumental, but my attention keeps on going back to the Achilles heel of emphasizing one man instead of
I agree. Ron Paul needs to come out, which he's done. I don't want to get into inside baseball, but I've spoken with Ron Paul. I've spoken with his crew. Yeah, I've spoken to his people. He's got three big unannounced projects that are about to be announced that are big that he's committed to. But they are looking at what we're talking about and trying to make that a focal point. And if we can keep Jesse Benton out of it or Jack Hunter, we should be okay. According to them, the Bilderberg Group's great people, literally. But that attempted coup d'etat inside the Paul organization has been routed. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.